It's 6 p.m. in the Knox College cafeteria. Students are shuffling through the buffet lines, finding seats with their friends, ordering milkshakes. It's the only cafeteria on campus, which means 1,400 students eat 3 meals here 7 days a week. This is one of the busiest times of day. Students are crowding around dozens of gray speckled tables that look like they came straight out of the 80s. Despite the tables, the rest of the cafeteria looks sleek and new, including the silver block lettering that spells out the cafeteria's official name, the Hard Knox Cafe. In about an hour, most of the crowds will filter out. The only sign left of the dinner rush will be the dozens of plates and cups stacked on a long conveyor belt that leads to the dish room. And looking at the plates stacked in the conveyor belt, it's obvious that not every plate is empty. Sometimes there's just a couple green beans and an orange peel left. Other plates have entire chicken breasts or even full slices of pizza just abandoned. In November, a student organization at Knox recorded just how much food students left uneaten on their plates. They measured about 100 pounds of food left over during lunch and dinner one day. 100 pounds might not sound like much, but that's 21,000 pounds per year. That means each Knox student is wasting 15 pounds of food in the cafeteria. Merrill Davis thinks that's a big deal. Davis is the president of the Food Recovery Network, the organization that counted how much food students left on their plates. She says students might leave food on their plate because they just take too much.
If you take that huge portion and figure out that it's super salty and something else is wrong with it, whatever, you've wasted a huge amount of food, a huge amount of resources on so many different levels.
Davis says Knox used to compost the wasted food, over 90% of it. But she says the dehydrator broke about a year ago, so that program was halted. For now, wasted food is going to a landfill. The organization she runs aims to reduce a different type of food waste in the cafeteria. They take food from the kitchen that was cooked but never actually served to students and deliver it to local nonprofits. Davis says they saved over 13,000 pounds of food last year. But food waste isn't just an issue on college campuses. It's a global one.
And if you wanted to think about food waste in terms of a country, so if we put all of the food into political borders, the food waste country would be the third largest emitter of greenhouse gases.
That's Heather McElvain-Newsad. She's a professor of anthropology at Western Illinois University. She says discarded food from kitchens or grocery stores produces methane when it reaches landfills. She says that's a problem because methane is a really powerful greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. She thinks individuals can make choices to reduce their food waste.
It's something that people could very simply change by changing their habits.
To cut down on her own waste, McElvain-Newsad says she plans her meals at the beginning of each week. When she goes to the grocery store, she buys only what she needs to make those meals. But not all consumers are so proactive when it comes to cutting their waste. Martin Heller says buying too much food can be a difficult habit to break. Heller is a research specialist for the Center for Sustainable Systems at University of Michigan. A lot of his research examines the environmental impact of the food system in the United States. He says our food system is inefficient. We produce more food than we need. That's part of the reason why so much food goes to waste. He also says certain diets impact the environment more. People with the most harmful diets tend to be consuming a lot of meat.
Reducing our meat consumption, especially ruminant meat consumption, so beef and lamb, can have very large impacts on the greenhouse gas emissions associated with our diet.
Heller says raising livestock takes a lot of resources. Throwing out meat means throwing out those concentrated resources. He says ruminant animals, like cows, can produce a lot of methane due to how they digest food. Heller doesn't think people need to cut meat completely out of their diets. He says moderate reductions can make a big difference. But he thinks creating policy about this would be difficult. Heller thinks instead this is a change that can be made by consumers. He says he's trying to get other researchers involved in studying how to influence people to make these changes.
But you can choose every day what you put into your body, what you choose to buy at the grocery store. And those differences can have an impact.
Heller says people who feel powerless in stopping climate change can make household changes, like eating less meat, shopping smarter, and plating smaller portions that actually make a difference in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Back in the Knox College cafeteria, the Food Recovery Network held another campaign to weigh food waste. For 3 consecutive days in January, students sorted their food waste into large, clear bins. Around 100 pounds of food was wasted each day. That's nearly the same as they found in November. President Merrill Davis thinks these findings will resonate with some students.
Some people think, oh, wow, like that is a lot. What can I do to change it?
But she says other students are getting frustrated with weighing their waste. Davis says some say they feel guilty when they see how much they're wasting. And some students still seem to not care. She hopes these students will consider the environmental impact of their food waste the next time they take a large portion of food that they end up not eating. I'm Miranda Corbett, Tri-State's Public Radio News.